Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you from the Gadget Show in Birmingham, England. I'm here with Laura at the Sony stand, and we're taking a look at the new Sony Xperia Z2.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us a bit more about it?
I'd love to tell you more about it. So it's the newest handset from Sony. It's going to be coming out in a few weeks' time. We've not got the official release date yet, but some really, really great changes from the Z1 on this actual handset itself. So design-wise, it's a slimmer, lighter device, ever so slightly longer, but you're also getting a 5.2-inch display on there as well. Now, as you can probably see on there, the actual display on here is stunning.
It does look really good.
So what we've done with this is actually use an LED display instead of the LCD. And we've taken the actual technology directly from our Sony Bravia TVs. So this has got something called a triluminous display, uses a Bravia engine, and it's got something called X-Reality. And all of those things basically just tie all together to make it so that you get the best viewing experience, first with your photos, but then if you're watching any videos on there or doing any gaming, you're getting the best experience possible. Absolutely fantastic. So in terms of differences from the Z1 with this handset, bigger battery, a lot more powerful handset. So this actually has 3 GB of RAM in the handset itself, which is great. 2.3 quad core processor, so nice and fast. The battery is 3200 milliamp, so which is great, and paired with the actual stamina mode that we use on our Sony handsets and have done for the past year or so, makes a massive difference to your battery. Personally, on my Z1 and my compact, I can easily get 2 days out of them. This has a big battery than both of those handsets, so
that's lucky. That's good. I'm lucky to get through a day with my Nexus.
Ah, really? Yeah, no, it's one of the massive plus points about the Sony handsets. Just the batteries are really, really great on them. So, again, design-wise, one of the things we've done with this is made it so it's another waterproof handset.
Yes, I've seen your diver in your swimming tank.
Yes, the divers have been there all day. We've got some free divers who have been holding their breath for insane amounts of time. I don't know how they do it, but a couple of quirks about that. Obviously, you can actually take the phone underwater to take photos. So the IP rating is IP58, so a depth of 1.5 meters for up to 30 minutes at a time. So again, yeah, with that, you can take the photos underwater and things like that. But on the plus side as well, just means it's a little bit more usable in any circumstance. So we want you to be able to be confident to get your phone out when it's throwing it down with rain, or if it's snowing or anything like that, you can be confident you can still use a handset to its full capacity, basically.
And what about integration with kind of like the rest of the Sony ecosystem?
In terms of,
you know, working with the PS3, with the smartwatches, that kind of stuff?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, there's a couple of different apps on here for the actual PlayStation itself. So there's PlayStation Mobile, which is specifically for the actual phones. So with that one, when you actually purchase a handset at the moment, you get a few free games just as a bit of a trial for that, which is cool. So with that, you can actually link your PS3 controller to the actual phone itself and use this as a screen and use your controller as the actual controller for it. But one of the great things on here as well is the actual PlayStation app. So with that, if you've got any kind of updates or anything due, you just have your actual PlayStation Network account on here. Any new games come out or any updates needed, you can program it to do it from your handset. So when you get home, instead of having to wait around while it's doing the updates or while it's downloading the new games, you can just go home and it's already there for you, which is great. Nice little feature. So at the moment on the PS3, it can work as a second screen on some games. It will update obviously in the near future, so it can do the same thing with the PS4. But phenomenal. And again, just because the screen on here is so good, it's just a more immersive gaming experience than any other handset I've ever seen.
That's great. And this is a 4G device, I take it?
Yes, absolutely. Again, nice and powerful, nice and fast.
Okay, and you say it's coming out in about a month or two?
It should just be a few weeks from now,
okay. And what sort of price point can we imagine for it?
The actual handset price, the recommended retail price for it is £599, so around £600. The monthly prices are starting from about £38 a month. So, but it's worth it. It's definitely worth it.
That's great. And if people want to know more, where can they find it?
You can go to the Sony website. Everything's on the Sony mobile website. All the accessories are on there as well, which we've not mentioned, but... No, it's all on there.
That's great. Look, thanks so much, Laura. Thank you.